against the law. It was against the law. What did mama saw? It was against the law. Mama looked down and spit on the ground every time the name gets mentioned. Papa said, oh, forget that boy. I'm gonna stick him in the house of detention. Well, I'm on my way. I don't know where I'm going. I'm on my way. I'm taking my time, but I don't know where.
This is the Plastic Sushi Strawberries in Time Sound Collage here on WMFO in Medford, Tufts, freeform, non-commercial, community radio. I'm your host, Edward Buchert, and the theme for this episode is Welcome Back to School. We started off that set with Blink 182 and a song called Going Away to College. Then we heard some Persian pop music from Sandy. It was Welcome to Abadan. Following that was Steely Dan and My Old School. Then we heard The Police with a song that today we would certainly describe as an inappropriate relationship. That was a live version of their big hit, Don't Stand So Close to Me. Then we heard from the Canadian musical collective, Brand Van 3000, in a track called Old School from their Glee album. Next up was Don Willis and Boppin' High School Baby. And thanks going out to DJ Easy Ed for turning me on to that album, The Last Great Rockabilly Saturday Night. And you can catch DJ Easy Ed on right before this show, from 6 to 8 p.m. Friday nights, and he pretty much strictly alternates. So DJ Easy Ed is on every other week. And then we finish things off with a very rockin' cover of a song by Paul Simon we originally heard in the first set. That was Me First and the Gimme Gimmes with their version of Me and Julio Down by the Schoolyard. And thanks to Chuck Yu for turning me on to that track. Behind me right now are some sonically reversed ocean waves and seagulls. Yes, beach sounds played backwards. They're recognizable, but something's different about them. In the next set, we'll be hearing from Joe Walsh, Leonard Cohen, and the Ramones. But first, we'll start off with another song from the Japanese band Pizzicato 5. in their Hi Guys, Let Me Teach You album. Here they are with Teacher's Pet.
Reform school?
These girls are wild. He wants to pick the one that's good enough for him.
old are you?
19.
What do you want to do?
I don't know.
I'll tell you what, why don't you stand up and take those shorts off for me?
Year-old Anthony Latour may not have been rapping Young MC's "Off to the Principal's Office I Go," but that's exactly where he ended up when school officials found out he was writing violent rap lyrics.
What's going on here? What are you people doing here? met a woman long ago, her hair the black that black can go. Are you a teacher of the heart? Soft, she answered no. I met a girl across the sea, her hair the gold that gold can be. Are you a teacher of the heart? Yes, but not for thee. I met a man who lost his mind in some lost place I had to find. Follow me, the wise man said, but he walked behind. I walked into a hospital where none was sick and none was well. When at night the nurses left, I could not walk at all. Morning came and then came noon, dinner time. A scalpel blade lay beside my silver spoon. Some girls wander by mistake into the mess that scalpels make. Are you the teachers of my heart? We teach old hearts to break. One morning I woke up alone, the hospital and the nurse is gone. Have I carved enough, my lord? Child, you are a bone. I ate and ate and ate, no, I did not miss a plate. Well, how much do these suppers cost? We'll take it out in hate. I spent my hatred every place, on every work, on every face. Someone gave me wishes and I wished for an embrace. Several girls embraced me then, I was embraced by men. Is my passion perfect? No, do it once again. I was handsome, I was strong, I knew the words of every song. Did my singing please you? No, the words you sang were wrong. Whom I address, who takes down what I confess? Are you the teachers of my heart? We teach old hearts to rest. Oh, teachers, are my lessons done? I cannot do another one. They laughed and said, well, child, are your lessons done? Are your lessons done? Are your lessons done?
Rock, 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 rock extra beating for me.
Statistics say that 4 out of 10 high school students will drop out of high school. But sometimes the difference between dropping out and finishing is a boost.
I just try to motivate my friends as much as I can. Just get done with that credit. Just get that thing.
If you don't have anybody while you're in school, then there's not really a way to get through it.
I had a very good friend who was thinking about dropping out completely. And I just talked to him about it, told him that it was a stupid idea for him to do that. You know, he's gone so far and he's only got a year left.
This one girl named Maria, she just told me to get my things straight. She told me if I ever needed anything that she'll be right there. Even my friends that have dropped out tell me, oh, it's staying in school. It's not easy to leave it. You think it's the best thing, but then when you've done it, you realize that it wasn't.
10 real-life at-risk students are filming their year, so you can see what it's really like trying to get through high school. Go to boostup.org to see their stories and give someone you know a boost so they can finish. High school is hard. Graduating is harder. Brought to you by the U.S. Army and the Ad Council.
Being a college student can be very stressful, and when your work is done, it's natural to want to loosen up a little and relax. Those of us at MassCan.org, an all-volunteer organization dedicated to legalizing the use of marijuana, would like to pass on a little advice. It's important to realize that as an adult, you're responsible for your behavior. If you're under the influence of anything, never even think about getting behind the wheel and driving. People die that way. And if you live off campus, either with roommates or in a frat or sorority, remember that your neighbors are people like your parents, who get up early every day to go to work, and kids, who need to go to sleep a lot sooner than you do. Don't give them a reason to call the police. Finally, if stresses from school or relationships are making your life too confusing, remember there are campus organizations with people who are trained to help, people who can make things work out. This message was brought to you by your friends and neighbors at MassCan.org, proud sponsors of the annual Freedom Rally on the Boston Commons.
You're tuned in to WMFO in Medford, Tufts Freeform, non-commercial community radio, 91.5 on your FM dial and WMFO.org on the web. I'm your host, Edward Buchert, and this is the Plastic Sushi Strawberries in Time Sound Collage. This week, we're bringing you the Welcome Back to School special. We began that last set with the Japanese band Pizzicato 5. And their track, Teacher's Pet, from their High Guys Let Me Teach You album. Next, we heard the Scofflaws with College Student. Then Joe Walsh with Welcome to the Club from his Look What I Did album. We also heard Leonard Cohen with Teachers and the Ramones, the Ed Stasian mix of rock and roll high school. And then some public service messages. We've got just one last longer set for you, and we're going to start with the Stone Temple Pilots. Here's Art School Girl.
Girlfriend, we got a girlfriend, and she gotta go.
I've whipped up this nasty little soiree over at his friend Wyatt's house.
Soiree what?
Soiree, honey. I think that means, party. Party. You know, there's going to be sex, drugs, rock and roll, chips, dips, chains, whips. You know, your basic high school orgy type of thing. I mean, I'm not talking candle wax on the nipples or witchcraft or anything like that. No, 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 no. Just a couple of hundred kids running around in their underwear, acting like complete animals.
Thank you.
So am I accepted?
Oh yeah, I'd say you're accepted.
When some loud bragger tries to put me down and says his school is great, I tell him right away, now what's the matter, buddy? Ain't you heard of my school? It's number one in the state.
What's your rally for?
Oh, we're protesting the school for investing its money in socially irresponsible companies such as Hey Kid Tobacco, Thunder Horse Wine Coolers, and the Catholic Church.
We'll be right back. Audrey, you're a high school girl. I'm an agent of the FBI.
So do you want me to leave or what?
Thank you, Lisa. That was a revealing interpretation of Flowers in Springtime Polka. And now we'll hear from Ben as he takes on Mozart's Violin Concerto.
Ben's rendition is just, well, awful. Why? Because Ben's using a banana for a violin bow.
I think I'm gonna be sick.
Because when it comes to violin bows, bananas don't really work. But they could help you become a better violin player. When part of a healthy diet, eating fruits packed with potassium and other nutrients, like bananas, could help your muscles work better for you, which is great for violin playing, or anything else you want to play. So when it comes to making music, bananas can be rather instrumental after all. Run, throw, think, eat better. Can your food do that? Find out at smallstep.gov.
That's smallstep.gov.
A public service announcement brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Greetings, fellow robots. Here's your robot music. Greetings, fellow robots. I hope all goes well with you. And legs. Robot music. Robot music. Do not rest.
control. No dark sarcasm in the classroom. Teacher, leave them kids alone.
Been listening to the Plastic Sushi Strawberries in Time sound collage. That's right, it's not just a radio program, it's a sound collage, and it's only here on WMFO in Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. I've been your host, Edward Buchert, and this week we've been bringing you the Welcome Back to School special. That set you just heard began with the Stone Temple Pilots, An Art School Girl, from their Tiny Music album. And then we heard a band formerly local to Boston, the Land of the Loops, with Welcome, from their Bundle of Joy album. Floyd Head was next, with a very cool cover of Pink Floyd's Welcome to the Machine. That was a track they named A New Machine. After that, we heard from the Beach Boys with Be True to Your School, then Marcy Playground with St. Joe on the School Bus, Pizzicato 5 once again with a track from their Hi Guys, Let Me Teach You album that might as well have been a featured album on this episode. That was their song Spaceman on the Schoolyard. Then we heard from the incredibly talented chicken picking metalhead John 5 with his version of the Guns N' Roses song Welcome to the Jungle. Then we heard Brother Cleave in a song called School for Robots. Then we had a double shot of Pink Floyd from The Wall, The Happiest Days of Our Lives, followed by another Brick in the Wall, Part 2. Right now, we're closing things out here with a song called Tong Poo by the Japanese artist Ryuichi Sakamoto. This is from his album BTTB, Back to the Basics. Thanks so much for tuning in, listening to this sound collage. However you're doing it, on the radio, from the archives, or through a podcast, in your home, your car, your computer, or your iPod-like device, or however else you're listening. I expect to be back again next week with another different themed sound collage for you. Meanwhile, stay tuned, because coming up next is Savoir Faire with songs from the Squid Pod and some of the best music from the 1980s. Only here on WMFO in Medford, Tufts Freeform Non-Commercial Community Radio.
Due to COVID-19, WMFO DJs are pre-recording their shows for broadcast on air. We can still accept phone calls, but the phone line is in voicemail mode. Call 855-915-9636 and be sure to leave the DJ's name in the voicemail so we can forward it to the correct person. The following program was recorded earlier. Enjoy.
Hi, this is Mary.